The communist left in the media and government has been trying desperately and against all truth and reason to label as terrorists those of us who identify or are involved with the Tea Party movement. When it comes to those on the radical left, truth is the very first casualty in the content of their thoughts, speech, and actions. Let's take a look at where the real terrorism is occurring, and this time we'll take a break from the most obvious answer of the Islamists. We have watched recently as brutish union behavior has been on ugly display. Earlier this year in Wisconsin, union members threw the most ridiculous of fits when it became apparent that they would be required to contribute just a little bit toward their health care and pensions. The same happened in Ohio. Oh, the horror! Welcome to our world, the real world, kiddos. Now we have news out of Lambertville, Michigan, which is near Toledo, Ohio, that attempted murder may be another union standard. As reported by numerous sources in the past few days, a non-union small business owner has been the repeated target of union harassment and vandalism, and last Wednesday, he was shot and wounded by someone who is quite likely a union member. From a story at The Blaze, quote, "We've all heard the stories of shakedowns and bullying that occurs to many non-unionized workers and private business owners. However, the thuggery might have gone beyond the pale recently when one Ohio business owner was repeatedly harassed, then shot, and almost killed for allegedly being non-union. John King owns one of Toledo's largest non-union electrical contracting businesses. With 25 employees and an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, King's business reportedly often thrives while other unionized electrical contracting businesses fail due to their higher rates. But King's success, especially during the recession, may have come with a price, including lawsuits, harassment, slashed tires, and multiple incidents of vandalism, just to name a few. But last Wednesday, the attacks grew more heinous when King discovered an individual on his property attempting to vandalize his SUV. When King yelled at the man to stop, the vandal shot King, hitting him in the arm. According to the labor union report, police recovered a shell casing from the scene the night of the shooting in addition to a Swiss Army knife. The knife was presumably going to be used to slash King's tires yet again. The labor union report reports that neither the police nor King are certain which union was behind the attack, but given that the word scab was scrawled on King's vehicle, there is a good indication that the incident was union-related, end quote. The word scab is a derogatory slang term used to describe someone who is hired to do the union job of a striking worker or someone who refuses to join a union. If the assailant had not written that graffiti on Mr. King's truck, this may have been written off by police as just another Joe Blow bad guy, possibly out to vandalize or steal a vehicle. As it is, there is little doubt the unions are behind this vicious crime. It's going to become more and more apparent as our economy continues to get worse that the unions are the ones who will not hesitate to use terrorist tactics to get their wrong-headed way. The fact that the states and federal government cannot afford the exorbitant salaries and pensions of these union workers does not matter a bit to the unions. In the selfish world of the entitlement mentality, it's I, me, mine all the time, and the financial facts be damned. In light of the attack on John King, who are the real terrorists? Members of the Tea Party? Of course not. The attempted murder of Mr. King is one example. Another comes from a story reported Tuesday night by WorldNet Daily's Aaron Klein. Inspired by Bill Ayer's Weather Underground, Days of Rage, unions are looking to take their moronic grievances in a most rowdy manner to the evil rich men of Wall Street and across the United States. As Aaron Klein reports, quote, "In the wake of Britain's riots, a group of American radicals are planning a day of rage targeting Wall Street and U.S. capitalism. The upcoming protests, replete with a planned tent city in downtown Manhattan, is closely tied to the founders of Acorn and leaders of major U.S. unions, including the Service Employees International Union, or SEIU. There are indications the protesters are training to incite violence, resist arrest, and disrupt the legal system. The protest aims to take root nationwide. Activists are advertising on social network sites such as Facebook and Twitter for a Day of Rage on September 17th to begin with the occupation of Wall Street and continue with protests across the nation. Planners have their own website, which tells protesters to bring your own tent. The website is not specific about the purpose of the Day of Rage, other than calling for integrity to be restored to our elections. The site accuses corporations of using money to act as the voices of millions, while individual citizens, the legitimate voters, are silenced and demoralized by the farce. End quote. That's just great. Here's what we have to look forward to in September. The new London riots here at home. Once more, we see the ignorant, childish thinking of Marxist class envy and warfare, as if it is not those among us with money who provide jobs for the rest of us. I'm sick of these delusional Marxist brats who will not stop until our nation's financial system is destroyed and we are all in chains. They apparently do not know where their ideas lead, or they refuse to learn from history. Take a look at communist socialist countries around the world and throughout history. Communism and socialism never end well for the people. These union and acorn protesters are stupidly blind. I love the way my editor at Dakota Voice, Bob Ellis, recently put it when writing about the dead wrong thinking of those who spit on capitalism. In part, he wrote, quote, "Leftists, in their blind hatred against anything capitalist or free market, see corporation and are like a bull who sees red. The logic centers of the brain immediately shut down, coherent thought grinds to a halt, and they can only make a rage-filled charge at the object of their angst. They manage to forget that people own corporations, and those people retain their rights, both their property rights and their right to free speech. They manage to forget, too, that people work at these corporations, and when you punish a corporation for being successful, you are punishing people for being corporately successful, most of whom are the so-called middle and lower class that Marxists ostensibly are in love with. These Marxists also manage to forget that, inasmuch as market forces and competition will bear, when their zeal to raise costs, including taxes, on businesses raises the cost of doing business, those corporations pass along that additional cost to whom? To the people who buy their products. Again, usually the middle and lower classes Marxists claim to love so much. So when you get all ginned up and eager to stick it to the corporations, who are you really sticking it to? People, my friend. You Marxist idiots are sticking it to the very people of whom you claim to be the self-appointed protectors. Smart, huh? Well, Marxists have never been known for being smart. End quote. There is yet another excellent analysis from Bob Ellis of Dakota Voice. But the union and acorn hoods planning to bring the London riots to our nation next month will not likely listen to such words of truth. They are wedded to their faulty thinking, which has been bred into generations of minds and hearts by leftist radicals who live to create more of their own wicked kind. Never mind that America has given these ingrates the highest standard of living in the history of the world. And never mind that it is the capitalist system that has given anyone who would reach out and grab it the opportunity to gain the American dream of their choosing. No, they have their hellborn ideology and they're sticking to it. Meanwhile, Tea Party members continue to be reviled as terrorists by those on the communist left who support the bad behavior of the unions. If they see the outrageous irony in calling peaceful patriots terrorists while ignoring the actual terroristic tactics of the union mob left, they give no indication that they do. We can clearly see who the real terrorists are, and it's not the Tea Party members. It is a blessing that Mr. King was not killed in that evil attack. He is reported to be offering a $10,000 reward for information leading to the arrest and conviction of the perpetrator. I'm afraid that this is only the beginning of such atrocious behavior on the part of unions and their fellow travelers desperate to keep hold of their wealth and Democrat political power. As it becomes more and more evident that we cannot afford union largesse, and as small government conservatives fight ever more to curtail union power and costs, the unions will become more terroristic in their activity. I do not see how it is avoidable. We are a desperately divided nation, and there can be no compromise between the two polar opposites. Those of us on the conservative right must continue to stand firm with all our might and to pray for our nation. The future looks bleak, but we will not stop speaking out and doing what we can to keep our beloved United States from falling into the Marxist abyss where dismal darkness abounds. I'm Gina Miller.